life, you can bring up what you want. Just then, the hell just happened there? I don't know what that was, but the music disappeared. We're still here, though, and hopefully you are as well. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, I know that you had something you wanted to share. We're going to put that on hold for just a moment as we continue taking your phone calls. Bile is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hey, Bile.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to let you guys know that Free Talk Live sort of got me arrested today.
What? What happened?
How'd that happen?
Oh, so there's this activist in New Jersey. I guess he's known for doing Fiji outreach and marijuana protests, I guess, back in late 1999 time frame. He had done, like, smokeouts and stuff. An older gentleman. His name is Julian. I'm not even sure how you pronounce his last name, but Hendricks.
So we spoke about him on the show, I believe, Friday.
What happened? What are we talking about?
This is the Fiji outreach. Ian's
the guy that got forcibly abducted and injected? That guy?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, him.
So just to bring our listeners up to speed, this guy was doing fully informed jury association outreach in New York City and at apparently a federal courthouse. And this is just, you know, basically handing out information to potential jurors to let them know that they can vote not guilty as a juror and based on their thoughts on the law. It's completely legitimate and it's completely legal. And they decided to abduct him, take him to some sort of psychiatric clinic, and then forced drug him, and then released him several hours later.
Right, and he's been doing it for the past, this is his fourth Monday in a row that mm-hmm. he's been doing this. And so after the footage of that past event where he was brought to the psychiatric ward and given whatever it was to make him go to sleep or whatnot, I had contacted him because he lives not too far from me, and I work downtown, so it's easy for me to sort of cut out for lunch early and go witness what was going on. Mm-hmm. So today I got there, and he was supposed to be there or start doing his thing at 11:45.
So he was abducted from the federal court in New York City last week, and today he decided to go back?
Oh, yeah. He's nice. The same thing happened each of the three times he did it prior.
He's been abducted four times?
Yeah. Well, three. Today he was not abducted.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. Was that mentioned in the story
we
read
the first
time?
Yes, he had been arrested, but he always made it home for dinner.
Oh, I see. Right. But this was the first time he was drugged.
Right, gotcha. That particular incident. So he went back again, because I think he's planning on suing over all this. So he's sort of trying to get people to videotape him and get eyewitnesses and whatnot. And so I contacted him, and we talked briefly, and I showed up today with my video cameras. One is just a normal camcorder, digital camcorder, flash-based.
Now, how many people were – I'm sorry to interrupt. How many people were there besides you and this guy?
At the beginning, just us. It was just the two of us.
Does he not have any Liberty friends there in New York City? I thought the Libertarian group there was fairly large.
It is, but I don't think he's not tech savvy, and he doesn't really. If you go to his website, it's literally out of the early 1990s. There's like flashing text and stuff. this guy
catches your attention.
Really has the means or the know-how to sort of contact all these people.
I see.
And I guess he used to be more involved on the ground in Pennsylvania, which he was a professor at Pennsylvania State University, I think.
Got it.
And so I think his connections are more old school rather than online. And
okay. So you had showed up to back him up with your video camera, which sounds like a great idea. Go ahead and tell the rest of the story.
Right. So I was sort of waiting for him to show up off to the side, and I had a little spy cam that I had tucked in my belt that was recording the whole time, just in case something happened with with my camcorder.
Right.
And
smart move.
So I go up to, so he starts, he has like a sign, and he just stands out in the middle of this open area and starts, you know, offering fully informed jury information to passerbys. And within a minute or so, some like two or three cops walk up, police officers who are there, you know, on federal
cops.
Police officers.
Gotcha.
Right. And they tell him, well, at that point, I kind of meander over with my camera, my camcorder sort of tucked under my arm, and but my secondary camera running. And they sort of tell him, you know, you've done this before. You know, you can't be here. We're going to have to ask you to leave. And they go back and forth, and he says, well, in effect, no, I'm not going to leave. So they.
Where is he, by the way, when this is happening? Is he out on a front sidewalk, or is he up on the steps by the front door, or? You know,
in front of the steps and the main entrance, there's this big open area that's just blocks. You know, it's like stonework. Mm-hmm. Just this, I don't even maybe an acre or half an acre at least. So it's a pretty big open public area.
Got it.
Next to the street, and so he's like right in the center, and I'm off to the side, completely off to the side where you wouldn't even notice me. So I walk on over. And to get some of what's going on, looking like a concerned citizen, I take out the camera, the main camcorder, start recording it. The officer questions me whether or not I have anything else to be doing.
What about him?
Yeah, exactly. But he goes, when Julian refuses to leave, they say, okay, well, we're gonna go tell the boss. You know, they sort of saying it in between themselves, and they walk off. And during that interaction, I was standing near them, and he had offered me literature because he didn't know me at the time. Like, mm-hmm. We hadn't met prior to that. So he handed me jury information. So I sat off to the side and read it.
Nice.
And after I got done reading it, I walked back up to him and did an interview under the auspice that I was working for Free Talk Live, like you always say.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
And, well,
we dubbed the executive producer or producer.
Yeah, well, I'll get to why not in a second.
Okay.
So, oh boy. So I do my little interview, and then we're done, and I stand there for maybe 4 or 5 minutes talking to him just about random things and what he's doing, and sort of off camera, and then all of a sudden we're semi-surrounded by the police officers, and they start talking to me, asking me whether or not I have, like, who I work for.
Actual and, press credentials, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, and Julian says, well, like, interrupts them and me and says, well, you don't have to answer that. And the officer sort of mumbles, and I back up, and he addresses Julian saying, you're not going to leave. And you're going to be under arrest. And so they know that Julian is civilly disobedient. So as soon as they say that he's under arrest, he just goes flat onto the ground.
Right on.
And,
that's great.
Yeah, and so they knew that he was going to do this. So they tell him, go ahead and go onto the ground. And so he puts down his clipboard and goes face first. So I'm probably 10 or 15 feet away and recording it. And one of the cops walks near me. And my eyes are on what's going on, so I really don't know what he's doing. Ends up, he really doesn't do anything. I think he was just kind of checking me out. So the arresting officer, after he makes sure that Julian doesn't have any weapons or anything, he walks over to me, asks me who I work for, and I tell him, well, I don't think I need to tell you. He's like, well, you do, because there's rules.
We have rules, see?
Right. There's federal laws as to whether or not you can record on federal property based on whether or not it's commercial and then what you're recording. So I say, well, I don't need to tell you. He says, well, you do, and I probably should have just kept my mouth shut. But I said, well, I do freelance reporting for Free Talk Live. And he goes, oh, you work for a news agency. It's like, then you're under arrest because you can't do this.
All right, I'm going to bring you back for more if you can. Hang on, we'll bring Vile back. 800-259-9231. We're not a news agency. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial on in toll free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the front page of the website. Click download. They're yours for free at freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to educate you about the Federal Reserve and your need that you may have, the need that you have to stock up on precious metals in order to hedge against inflation. You can go read the book, Dishonest Money. Well, they have the book, Dishonest Money, for you to purchase at gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. And Midas Resources will include a walking liberty half dollar in it to get you started on your little collections. Gold.freetalklive.com.
We're talking with Bile. He is from blogofbile.com, and he works in New York City, lives in New Jersey, was there in New York today, backing up an activist that we talked about last week who was arrested and forcibly injected with Thorazine, I think it was, because he dared to hang out in front of a federal courthouse in New York City and pass out Fully Informed Jury Association information from FIJA.org informing potential jurors of their right to vote not guilty based on their conscience, based on how they felt about the law. And so you actually, Bile, came out today to back this guy up. You brought your video camera out. You had a secret video camera as well that was concealed. So if they messed with your primary camera, you'd still have some sort of footage. And you were there as they decided to go ahead and arrest this guy. And that's when they approached you and started to demand, information about who you worked for. And that's when you told them Free Talk Live, because we've suggested on the show if somebody wants to claim they work, you know, they're a producer for Free Talk Live, we don't care. Go right ahead. And apparently what you're saying is you claiming that was their reason for arresting you. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so I've got the statute or code or whatever it is up in front of me. It's this Code of Federal Regulations, Title 41, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's about photography on federal property for news, advertising, or commercial purposes. And it says that you may take photographs of the general area of a federal, like of the federal property for non-commercial uses if you get permission. And then like general permission. And then if you want to use it for commercial purposes, you have to get written specific permission. otherwise, you can only take photos of entrances, lobbies, foyers, corridors, or auditoriums for news purposes. And since I was recording him, even though I really I haven't seen the footage, so I really don't know what got picked up. But even though I was only filming him in a large public open area, because it was federal property and I wasn't recording entrances, lobbies, foyers, corridors, or auditoriums for news purposes, and I didn't have any permission for commercial or non-commercial, then they arrested me. And I think the fact that I said Free Talk Live, and he, in his mind, thought that that was some sort of news agency and therefore commercial, which I sort of tried to tell him that it was, you know, freelance and I could offer the information to you if I wanted, but it doesn't, you know, there's no monetary
we're not paying you
for doing, you know, I'm not getting paid, but I really didn't get the chance or mind to go into that.
Yeah, don't worry.
He really didn't care. So I got no warning.
Well, right, even if it wasn't, point of information, but even if you weren't doing it for commercial purposes, which you weren't,
they still said
you can't
trot out some kind of law.
But what he said was that you still couldn't do it. You still had to have their permission, right, according to their rules.
Right.
Just not written.
I do, but I think it would have been different, like if I was just a random citizen passing by or even being there with him. But the fact that I said I was part of a news group or news agency or whatever in his mind, then it was commercial, and therefore I should have known better, which he said at one point. He's like, you're in the media, you should know better, you should know this is the rule.
You aren't obedient, you should know better. Hasn't your editor taught you anything?
Right. And so he walks up to me, asks me who I work for. I said, freelance for Free Talk Live. He, in no warning, nothing. He never told me to turn off the camera, stop recording. They didn't tell me prior to that to not record. They just arrested me right then and there. Grabbed my a plainclothes officer or perhaps an officer who wasn't on duty, took my camera. They both grabbed my arms and put them behind my back and then told me to sit down while they were still holding my arms, which was didn't make a lot of sense. But eventually I sat down and, you know, I gave them my information, and because I don't carry ID on me unless I have to.
Mm.
And so all I had on me was my Free Talk Live ID that I created. and he tells me, well, where's your state ID? Oh, I don't have it. Oh, well, then you might end up spending a couple days in jail because we've got to get fingerprints.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, well, come on, you know, I got this, and I give him the ID, and thankfully he accepted that because I
nice.
wouldn't be on the phone now.
Yeah.
And then so
where did they take
that.
You, by the way? Was it inside the courthouse? Did they have a little jail facility there, or where?
No, it was just right there because Julian didn't move, and they left him completely alone. He was just face down the entire time. And my secondary footage, when I get it online, you can see that he the entire time is just sitting there in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But they just had me sit down like right where I was standing.
Okay.
And so the plainclothes officer sort of had an attitude, and he had taken my camera. At one point, he opens it up and starts looking through it, and I ask him what he's doing because I'd asked the other officer to make sure that, you know, I wanted to make sure that they're confiscating my camera, not to delete the footage, because Julian wants it for any potential court case, and obviously I want to be able to publicize what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so he kind of gives me an attitude and reminds me that I wasn't supposed to be recording anyway. And that
makes it okay for him to execute a search without a search warrant or even probable cause.
Well, by that point, they had probable cause because they knew that I had broken their rules. That's going to be their reason.
Mm-hmm.
But the other officer sort of tells him to put the camera away. I shouldn't be messing with it. And then he tells me that I should have just stopped recording when the officer told me. And
you
both the other officer and myself tell him at the same time. I was never told to shut it off. So the guy was continuously getting shot down by the arresting officer. So then he gets a slip to give me a receipt for the camera, and says, well, it's going to be held for evidence. Oh. And I ask him, well, it's a flash-based camera. Could you just take the memory card? Because I'd rather them have a $40 memory card than a $300 camera. And surprisingly, he accepted.
Wow.
He just took the memory card, gave me back the camera. He didn't even ask to check to see if the camera had built-in memory. They never confirmed whether or not I actually recorded anything. So, that's a strike against them, that they never actually confirmed that I recorded anything. They never asked me to confirm it. They never looked at it in front of me. And the arresting officer never could have had the chance anyway. But
well, you got your camera back. How about that? That's amazing.
But I got my camera back, and so I took the ticket. I signed it. He actually told
me
that I didn't have to sign it.
Now, wait. Point of information. This ticket, this is the receipt for the flash or some sort of ticket?
Citation. The citation.
I want to know more about that citation, if you don't mind. Because I've never had a federal citation before. So we'll find out what that's all about here. And blogofbile.com is his website. Now, the footage, he says, is not yet up, but I would say keep an eye up there, and it probably will be showing up at some point here, because he did have his secondary camera going the entire time. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, now brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com. Shrine of Female Listeners, of course, are the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show that they are indeed listeners to Free Talk Live. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com for the ManchesterBrewing.com Shrine of Female Listeners.
Interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, housing, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. Apply for spring placement by November the 15th and for summer placement by January the 31st at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
We're on the line with Bile from blogofbile.com. And Bile, you were in New York City today backing up an activist doing some fully informed jury association outreach. He was being arrested for it because he was doing it on federal, right out in front of a federal courthouse, and they don't like that very much. So then they decided to pick on you because you were there with a video camera, and, well, they don't like that very much either, and they cited some, you know, some of their silly rules that claim that you have to ask their permission to shoot video.
Rules that violate the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, but they don't care about that either. They just work for the federal government.
And so they decided to arrest you after you claimed that you were doing it for Free Talk Live. You believe that perhaps had you not made any claim, they may not have arrested you, but then again, who knows? So you were arrested. They stole your memory card from your camera, but did give you the camera back. You know, they could have been nastier, I suppose. And so where did we leave off, Bile?
So I gotten a receipt for the memory card.
And you got a citation,
right? Right, and they gave me a citation. So they he forgot, the arresting officer, I'm assuming, forgot to actually have me sign the receipt for my memory card.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that's going to result in, probably nothing of consequence. But so the citation, he fills out all the information. It's not all that interesting. It has the United States Federal District Court violation notice, the violation number, you know, the unique number for that citation, the officer name.
So it's a violation. It's not a misdemeanor. It's not a.
I'm not sure. I need to look into it.
What are they demanding that you do? I mean, normally a citation from a government agency, it will present you with options, and you know, you can go to court. You can pay the fine. What are they saying that your options are?
So I will be the citation itself. There's a couple boxes. One box says I must appear in court. That one's not checked. The one that is checked says you must pay the amount indicated below or appear in court. $75 forfeiture amount plus $25 processing fee for a total of $100 total collateral due. And
thank you for visiting. Thank you, citizen, for visiting our property with your camera today. Because you did that, you can now pay us $100 for the privilege. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and well, it was interesting. Again, the cop was, you know, nice enough to give me my camera back. And interesting, while he filled out the citation, gave it to me, told me I needed the sign at the bottom, and told me that I could refuse, and that's fine. But all it meant was that I had seen it, and I decided to sign it. I should have asked him what were the consequences, but the way he said it implied that there was none. But I should have clarified that, you know. Hindsight. And then I asked him, well, how long will it take to get a court date? Because he's telling me over and over again, you know, just go to court and it'll probably be reduced, if not thrown out. Like, you probably won't have to do anything. Like, he keeps telling me this. So I ask him how long it's going to take until I get something in the mail. He's like, oh, 2 to 3 months. So I kind of question, like, 2 to 3 months that long? He goes, well, it's the federal government. What do you expect?
Great.
Wow.
And so he gave me the citation, and that was pretty much it.
And off you went.
Chatted it up.
And yeah, the other guy ended up getting arrested after that, right?
Well, he wasn't. He stayed flat down during this entire thing. And once they were done with me, I think they gave him his citation. And I wasn't really paying attention at the time. But I think they just gave it to him or laid it next to him or told him that it was there. And by the time I was done, he was standing up, and him and there was a third gentleman showed up. He's a lawyer. He came to just witness it, but he came right as I was getting arrested, so he really didn't see the buildup.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there just to witness the whole thing, and the cops were relatively kosher and nice to him. And us three sort of sat right where we were the whole time, just talking, and the cops sort of stood a couple feet away from us and chatted about the weather and random things.
So what is this what is the guy who originally was starting all this, the guy that was doing the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach? I mean, you said he's been arrested the last three times that he was there and was arrested again today. Luckily, they didn't cart him off and dope him up like they did last week. But what does he do with his citations? Does he pay them? I mean, he obviously has gotten them before.
Well, like I said, apparently it'll take 2 to 3 months for you to even get a court date.
Right.
And then who knows how long after that the court date actually is. And so I think what he's doing is every Monday he's going to show up and do this over and over and over again.
Wow.
And then he's building a case, and he's going to sue them.
Amazing.
Now, I've checked the laws, the same like statutes or whatever, the code that defines the thing that I violated. That same section is for all federal property, and the rules for passing out literature is there too. So I found the statute in which he's being charged with, and it's pretty much the same kind of thing that I'm being charged with, like the same level. So I think he's just going to keep racking them up and then eventually just bring it to court.
And what are you going to do? I mean, obviously you can't take the cop's word for the cops say, well, just take it to court, they'll reduce it or throw it out. But maybe they won't. I mean, maybe there's jail time in this. I mean, what is your plan?
Well, as far as I can tell, I mean, it's $100 where you go to court if you don't pay the $100. We all know what happens,
mm-hmm.
More or less. My plan for the time being is to, and I have yet to really investigate it more or talk to any lawyers or anything, but probably just to go to court. And I think that given the situation, and this, I can talk to the DA or whoever it is and just say, like, you know, this wasn't commercial, and I was never told to stop in the first place. I was never given a warning, and, you know, it's my first time, and I would suspect that it would be dropped.
You could play your footage, too, couldn't you? I mean, is it illegal in New York to record people without their knowledge?
Well, I don't think it's the state law because it's federal property, but as far as I know, federal law is much the same as New York law in that you only need one participant's approval, and I had three people's. So.
And you've got the footage from your hidden camera that you're going to be uploading at some point. When can people expect to find that over at blogofile.com?
Well, I'm just about, I was busy when I got home, so I wasn't able to type up the entirety of what happened. That's almost finished. That should be up there in probably the next half an hour. The footage, some of it's already uploaded, but it hasn't been made public. I still need to do editing, so probably tomorrow morning it should be available.
So within the next couple of days, if you go back to blogofile.com, you'll be able to see the undercover footage from what happened. Thanks for sharing the story. Was there anything else you wanted to touch on tonight?
No, that's it.
Well, glad you're still in the world of the semi-free, and I suppose it could have been worse. But yet another example of what happens to people who are photographers and videographers when they cross paths with cops, especially federal ones. So much for the freedom of speech, so much for the freedom of the press. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You can relate, Sam. This just happened to us last week.
Yeah, well, but I'm listening to this story and thinking 3 to 4 months, that's just for an appearance for him to enter a plea of not guilty or whatever, and then schedule a trial date, which who knows how long it's going to take. What happens if there were 10 people out there today that all got arrested and all took it to court? Or what happens if it was 100 or 1,000 in one concentrated area? It would overwhelm the courts, and they would have no hope of keeping up.
We're not quite to that point yet here in New Hampshire, but we're certainly better off than they are in New York City. I mean, that poor guy only had two people out to support him today in New York City for a fully informed jury association outreach. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride, had less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free, even in these remaining moments. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can buy stuff over at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. When you enter through that link, it's like our special portal. It essentially alerts Amazon that, hey, we're coming. Your customers are coming for Free Talk Live, so they send us a percentage of the sale. So it's a great way for you to get the stuff that you want, the stuff that you need, maybe buy some gifts for people in this upcoming holiday season, and get it all done in one fell swoop over at Amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting probably a really great deal, free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used if you want to. And Free Talk Live will get a cut any old way you slice that, used, brand new, or whatever. Amazon.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Tyler is in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tyler.
Hi. I'm just so glad to get on the air. I'm glad you guys are doing what you're doing.
Thanks. We're glad you're here. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay. Well, I go to Tufts University, which is a super liberal university, liberal in the modern sense, not in the sense of actually believing in liberty, of course.
Got it.
And the sort of environmental radicalism here is just at a level that terrifies most people.
What does that mean?
Well, they want to, first, last year the big campaign was to ban bottled water because, of course, you know, we can't be trusted to buy, you know, bottled water because it's bad for the environment or something.
I always wonder about this. What if I buy bottled Coke? I mean, so
mostly
I go to
water.
So I go to the store and I decide, you know, instead of buying bottled water, because they take the choice away of drinking water.
Yeah.
I mean, people, to some extent, they want the convenience of that bottle, and that's what they're paying for. I understand that many places provide you with water that's very good, and that's fine and dandy, okay. And I think it's great to drink out of the drinking fountain, and it's a good idea to bring your bottled water and save some money and refill it and all that good stuff, fine. But if I decide, okay, well, since I don't want to have bottled water, I'll just take this brown liquid in this bottle. What are they doing?
Yeah, it's nuts. And then this year the push is to ban trays in the dining halls because apparently it costs, you know, extra water to wash the trays.
Along just with put it in your hand. You just hold out your hands and they'll slop it right in the middle.
What are they going to do with no trays?
I think the plan is that they just set up a feeding trough and then we can just kind of stand in line and sort of eat out of one collective unit.
Yuck.
Right, because, right, you wouldn't want to, I was just, my first response to your question, Mark, was, well, what if you don't have trays? My first response, and I wasn't thinking like a radical environmentalist, this is my problem. My first response is, well, if you don't have trays and you don't want to wash the trays, you can just have disposable eatware.
No.
But no, you can't do that.
They crucify you right there in the dining hall.
Paper plates, oh my God, the trees!
So, I don't know, and they come up with a statistic that like each tray requires a pint of water or something to clean, and think of all the water we'd save if we didn't have to clean these trays. So
you know,
maybe they should just stop showering.
This kind of environmentalism is pervasive because it's sort of one size fits all. Water saving in California is probably a really good idea. When you live in the, you know, you have a gigantic population, say Los Angeles, living in the desert, and they use a whole bunch of water more than they should or whatever. You know, like that desert can't support that quantity of people when it comes to water. However, my wife and I have sort of, we live on the side of a mountain, and our water comes down in gushing sheets and, fills our wells up. And we have water, more water than you can use, and the small amount of electricity it takes to pump it from one place to another is all of their takes for it. And I remember she was talking about, oh, well, we got to worry about, you know, washing something. And I'm like, are you kidding? We have so much water. And then we flush it, and it goes through a little drain field, and it drains out, and nature purifies it, and off it goes down its little merry way into the aquifer or whatever it does. So, all the water that's here is the same water that was here 4.5 billion years ago. None of it's changed, and we're going to be fine.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly. I've convinced that, you know, if we really care about water, we should just shut the showers off in the dormitories on rainy days and convince people to just run around outside.
I agree.
So what else is going on up there?
Let's see what other campaigns we have.
I'm just so glad that these college kids, I mean, really it's quite an example of how wealthy everyone is, right, in that they've got nothing better to do with their time than to calculate exactly how much water is being spent washing each of the dishes in the cafeteria and then start proposing alternative solutions, whatever those are, which we have not heard what the alternative solutions are. But, boy, it's nice not to be starving. I mean, because
exactly.
There are some people in the world that are starving.
Yeah, I mean, why have a bake sale to raise money for food aid or something? I mean, ban trays. That's an easy thing we can do.
Right. Crazy.
Is $3.50 a big deal out there? The
oh God,
where the world's going to end?
I have half a dozen friends of mine who are, I think, currently sleeping out in Boston Common in tents in order to bring attention to the concerns about global warming.
Oh,
so,
what is $3.50?
What's $3.50? I'm not sure.
$3.50 is this organization that they want to limit carbon dioxide and concentrations in the atmosphere to 350 parts per million. Well, we're currently at about 380, so they want us to stop emitting any new carbon and then, I guess, plant a whole new forest to suck the additional carbon out of the atmosphere.
The best way that you can do this, ladies and gentlemen, if you really care about the environment, is to go out and kill some human beings.
Or shoot your dog.
Well, anything that's got hair, kill it. And the younger it is, the better it is, because it'll live longer. So go out and kill some babies. I mean, these people are absolutely insane.
They are out of their minds if they think that they can control the amount of gases in the Earth's atmosphere. I mean, that's what we're talking about here within this planet, to control the amount of carbon dioxide?
Even Al Gore has come out and said that the majority of the CO2 in the atmosphere is not due to mankind.
Absolutely true. Also, CO2 is by no means the most dangerous of greenhouse gases. You're talking about methane, much bigger deal, and that's what cows make. And if you think you can get people to stop eating meat, you're out of your mind.
I mean, you talk about a control freak mentality. It's bad enough having a government micromanage every aspect of your life, but to have somebody believe that they could, through the sheer force of coercion,
but why are they wasting their time with socialism when they could just get a gun and go out and kill some people? I mean, that's really going to change something. This is what I don't understand about the environmentalists. They want to control 7 billion people. Forget it. Wipe out 3 billion of them.
Well, that's eventually what they're going to have to do, but they don't think these things through.
Well, I mean, it starts off with banning trays and bottled water.
Yep.
And then eventually, you know, the next step would be, I guess you'd have to limit how many children people could have. Because, you know, if you have too many children, they're going to need to be, you know, driven around in school buses and they're going to eat cheeseburgers and do all other kinds of, you know, terrible environmentally unfriendly things. So I guess we have to institute a one-child policy.
Yeah, well, I went on to Central Square when I saw people out holding signs that just said 350 over and over again, had no idea what they were talking about, walked up to the guy, asked him, what's this 350? And, oh, it's the level where the earth will not be able to sustain itself any longer. We got to talk to these people in the government, get them to start turning off these street lights. We got to get them to stop doing this and this. And it just went on and on.
Street lights have been shown time and time again to prevent crime.
Yeah.
They actually are pretty successful and one of probably the best government programs out there. And you'll rarely hear me say anything like that. So, turning off streetlights, what? Yes, they want people to die. That's what these environmentalists want. They want as many people as possible to die. They want your baby dead.
And of course,
But if you shut off the streetlights and there's more crime and more people get killed, there'll be fewer people producing CO2.
Right. That's the plan, right?
I guess.
Apparently.
It's crazy. And, of course, the answer is really to allow the market to step in here and take over. If you look at water delivery, it's because government has granted this monopoly to, you know, their favorite buddies off in industry, and they try and set this arbitrarily low price for the poor people. We got to help the poor, right? Rather than letting the market meet the needs of the community. The answer is really not conservation, but setting appropriate prices where people will use the amount of water that they need, you know, based on what it is they're doing and so forth. And technology will allow better filtration methods and so forth to keep up with demand.
Tyler, any other thoughts tonight?
I don't know. There's some other interesting thoughts I bumped into. A lot of people believe that, you know, we need to get ourselves involved to stop the genocide in Darfur, which, of course, is a terrible situation that everyone would agree should be stopped.
Mm.
But then if you ask these people, oh, should we, you know, liberate their country, you know, pull an Iraq on them and stop the atrocities? And then they don't know what to say. But, I mean, you've got to wonder, you know, well, how do you stop these people from killing each other unless you send in, you know, American forces to dictate, you know, law and order there?
Right. Send them a letter. That would make things better. Thank you, though, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. We're out of time tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.